My guest at this time is Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee. He joins me now to talk about his new ebook entitled Why John Roberts Was Wrong About Healthcare. The ebook comes almost exactly a year after the landmark Supreme Court ruling 5-4 that upheld the constitutionality of the president's health care bill, and that came after most folks had observed the oral arguments, thought that at least part of it would be struck down. Roberts wrote the majority decision and used the mandate as a tax rationale to keep the individual mandate alive. And Senator, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, thank you. It's great to hear from you. Good to talk to you.
Why did you decide to write this? Obviously, this debate had played out ever since the Obamacare idea got started in Congress through its passage and then through the legal system. What more than anything else did you want Americans to know about how this ruling came down and the significance of it?
I wrote Why John Roberts Was Wrong About Health Care because right after the decision was issued, I found that a lot of people were scratching their heads about what it meant. A lot of other people were praising the Chief Justice for what he had done. And they did so in a way that reflected a lack of understanding about what the decision did and a lack of appreciation for the purpose of the Supreme Court and what it's there to do. I wrote it first and foremost to explain to people that what the court did in that case was to make law, to legislate. The Chief Justice rewrote Obamacare in order to save it. He amended it, not just once, but twice, in order to save it from an otherwise inevitable finding of unconstitutionality, and that's a problem.
Is that unprecedented, or is that just the most famous case where something like this has happened?
It is, you know, there's no case quite like this that I can compare it to, and I can't think of any other instance in which a court so blatantly rewrote legislation in order to save it, you know, but there have been instances where a court will look the other way, or a court will pay short shrift to this or that aspect of the analysis before it. But I can't think of another case where a court has rewritten a statute, not just once, but twice, in order to go to obviously great lengths to avoid a finding that it's unconstitutional.
What, in his majority opinion, was his? How did he defend himself on that, and how do you respond to his reasoning for how he ruled?
Well, the way that he sort of preempts the criticism for it is to say, you know, look, it's our obligation to interpret the law in a way that saves it, if that's fairly possible. But that's where he went wrong. I mean, it's true that courts, when reviewing a statute against a constitutional challenge, to the extent that there are ambiguities, to the extent you can read a provision one way or the other, the court's supposed to favor any fairly possible reading of the statute that would save it. The problem here was that the reading that he adopted was not fairly possible. It was unambiguous based on the text that what Congress did, the way Congress had written this law, contravened the Constitution, and that's why he messed up.
We're talking with Utah Senator Mike Lee, a new ebook out on why he believes the health care decision was wrong in 2012. And sir, in terms of the timing of your release, is this for folks to understand what they're about to undergo as full implementation of Obamacare comes down the pike here in just about 6 months? Or is this more of just more of a deep thinking of the decision and why it was wrong-headed?
Well, yeah, you identified two of the reasons. Another reason is that, you know, today is the one-year anniversary of that ruling. And I want people to remember a year ago and remember the reaction that they had to it at the time the Supreme Court issued its ruling. And more than anything, I want to enhance the dialogue among the American people about our system of government and how it's supposed to function and why it is that I believe it's not functioning quite the way that it should at this point.
Senator, you also have a chapter in here called What Happened to John Roberts, and you mentioned one theory, and I don't know if that's your specific theory, and that's that he thought that if it could be saved, it was his responsibility to save it, which you strongly disagree with. Others say he might have capitulated to public pressure from the White House that it would be wrong to declare this thing unconstitutional. Perhaps when the justices got together, he was ultimately swayed by the more liberal argument. What's your sense on why there are reports that he was originally with the four dissenters in this case, and they were going to strike down at least the mandate before he changed his mind?
Yeah, well, there have been reports by multiple journalists who claimed to have sources from within the Supreme Court indicating that he did, in fact, initially vote with the conservatives on the court, vote with the justices who ended up writing the dissent, and that he switched his vote a few weeks before the ruling was handed down. And so it does appear that way, and the manner in which the dissent was written suggested it was originally supposed to be a majority opinion. And so it does appear that he changed his vote, and I think it may not be a coincidence that this change in his vote likely occurred at about the same time when I saw a big uptick, a big swing in the public criticism against Chief Justice Roberts. It was sort of preemptive criticism from Democrats in the Senate and from the White House, counseling him, pleading with him, warning him not to engage in what they refer to as a form of judicial activism, insisting that it would be a form of judicial activism if he invalidated a law that was, quote-unquote, duly enacted by an elected Congress. And so, yeah, it does appear to have had that effect.
As you look at the totality of his work since taking the bench, I think it was late 2005, do you get the sense that for the most part he is abiding by his role as interpreting the Constitution, or based on this decision, which is probably the most prominent since he's been on the high court, that he might not be a reliable interpreter of the Constitution?
Yeah. As I explain in my book, for the most part, he has been consistent with his oath to uphold the Constitution. He has been a judicial conservative, what we call a textualist, someone who tries to read the law based on what it says rather than what he wishes it said. But this case was an aberration. This case was an aberration not only in its outcome, but also in the fact that I'm not sure there's ever been a case, another case that he's decided that was as prominent and as far-reaching in its implications as this one. Nor was there any other case in which there was so much attention paid to him personally related to the outcome of the case.
We're still expecting at least two or three more major decisions in the coming week or so from the Supreme Court, from everything from voting rights, affirmative action, definition of marriage. What will you be looking for in anything he writes to see whether these other really high-profile cases are more along his typical path of interpretation or whether it's more like Obamacare?
Yeah. Well, more than the outcome in any of those cases, I'll be looking for the jurisprudential approach, meaning the techniques he uses in interpreting statutes. Does he stick to the text and to the meaning as they were understood at the time of their enactment, or does he depart from that? Does he manipulate too much in what appears to be an attempt to achieve a particular outcome? These are questions that we'll look for as we move forward. Look, I hope that his ruling in this case will prove to be an aberration. And maybe it will. That's what I would like to see.
Senator, thank you very much for being with us.
Hey, thank you. It's good to talk to you.
Thank you, sir. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee. Remember, the Senate Judiciary Committee, author of the new ebook, Why John Roberts is Wrong About Healthcare. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.